You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
How are you?
I am doing great. It's mm-hmm. good to get this year moving.
It is. It is. Well, so you were going to lead us into your forecast of 2017.
Yes. So
let's see
the weather forecast, the economic and housing forecast for 2017. I think that, you know, it's predictions are great, aren't they? The crystal ball.
That's right. But how did you stack up for last year? Let's find that out.
My 2016 predictions?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do talk about that because I think we're pretty darn close. So last year, forecasted that the 10-year Treasury note yield would drop below 2%. Okay. Well, the result was that the 10-year began the year at 2.245 and then dropped all the way down to 1.325% on July 6th. So it did do exactly what I said, and it dropped below 2%. So I predicted that interest rates would continue to go down last year, and they did. Mm-hmm. Next, forecasted that home price appreciation would be 5 to 6%, and it was actually up 6.2%. So it exceeded our expectations. We were optimistic, but it exceeded our expectations. But we were still very, very close, 0.2% off. Forecast that the stock market, as measured by the S&P 500, would decline by 300 points. Well, stocks did decline by 200 points in February from the start of the year, but then did rally into the end of the year due to the optimism from the Trump election.
Right.
Next, we forecasted that the Fed would hike rates only once, while everyone else was forecasting four rate hikes. Mm-hmm. So our forecast of just one rate hike was right on target. There was only one that happened during the
That was a risky one to say, but man, it proved to be true.
It did prove to be true.
All right, so mister, let's hear about 2017 so we can get our financials in order.
All right, so a lot of dynamics going on in 2017. Mm-hmm. First, new Trump administration was a curveball that a lot of people didn't expect. Next is inflation pressures remain very tame, but they may start to heat up if the economy really speeds up this year. Mm-hmm. Next, home inventory levels remain very low, which is going to be good for housing. Modestly higher rates and refinances are going to start to slow down. So I don't know that you're going to hear radio ads starting to slow down, which they should, but you're going to see fewer refinancing as rates start to rise. Mm-hmm. U.S. manufacturing sector is still pretty lackluster at this point, and the Fed is indicating three rate hikes. So, you know, this year and for 2017.
Okay.
So those are our dynamics.
So for interest rates, they'll hike three times.
That's what they're predicting. Yes.
Is that what you're predicting?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get into that in just a minute.
Okay. Let's talk about the stocks then.
Okay. So stocks. So stocks appear pretty toppy and I'm going to say a bit vulnerable right now. So we're entering this year with extremely high investor optimism, and that's often a dangerous sign. So here's my prediction. So I feel like there's a potential for the stock market correction. So while 20,000 on the Dow seems inevitable, there could be a pullback after we break through it. So let's look at a little history. So when the Dow broke 1,000 originally, you know, long, long time ago, stocks pulled back shortly after, and it took 10 years to break 1,000 again. When the Dow broke 10,000, stocks pulled back right after it, and it took 9 years to break above it again. So we're not saying that that's going to happen again with that long of a time frame, but oftentimes these milestone levels are tough to be able, you know, they're tough ceilings to break through and stay above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. All right, so we have as with anything, we have a changing of the guard, and we wanted to kind of go through the difference between the Fed dove hawk scale.
All right, so the changing the guard, and you're talking mm-hmm. specifically about changing the guard with the Fed mm-hmm. because they go on a 2-year cycle
right.
on who are the active right. voting members of the Fed.
Right.
And there's changing the guard because in 2016, I'm going to break the members of the Fed down into three categories. You have doves, you have centrists, and you have hawks. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I better give a little explanation for what that means.
They sound like birds.
Yes. So they definitely use the bird analogy. So what is a hawk? A hawk on the Fed is somebody who is very anti-inflation. They think that inflation is the arch enemy and that the Fed's sole job is there to fight inflation and keep inflation low.
Mm-hmm.
They want inflation to be always below 3% and the core inflation to be below 2%, and they'll do everything they can. Well, there were three hawks in 2016. Okay. There were two centrists. A centrist means they're more balanced in their approach, and there were five doves. Okay. Mm-hmm. A dove on the Fed means that they're not anti-inflation. They take a lot of other factors into account, like employment and lots of other economic indicators, and inflation is just one of them, but they don't believe that their main job is just to fight inflation. So there are five doves, two centrists, and three hawks. Well, now the change in the guard in 2017, there's still five doves, but now there's only one hawk. Okay, two of the new voting members have moved into the centrist category.
So we have four. So there's a total of 10 total.
Right. So what that means is that you basically have, they're not as anti-inflation as what the last Fed was.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how that translates. Okay. So the Fed members are forecasting three interest rate hikes this year. Okay. Many economists are predicting four rate hikes. Well, my prediction is that with the new 2017 composition of the Fed, it's going to be difficult for them to hike rates three or four times. They only meet every 6 weeks. And we know how much the Fed likes to drag their feet when it comes to hiking rates. We predict only 1 to 2 Fed rate hikes instead of the 3 to 4 that the experts predict.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great news, though. So
yes, our home equity loan and credit card rates for everybody would definitely be nice. Mm-hmm. If they don't hike rates, you know, any more times than they have to.
Right. All right. So let's talk a little bit about housing. You had mentioned earlier that you felt like it's going to continue to have low inventory.
Yes. I think that there will be low inventory. I think that rents are going to be rising at about 4% per year.
So people that are renting, your
rent is going to continue to go up at about 4% per year. So whatever you're paying this year, if you're paying $1,000, it's going to go up about 4%. You might go up to 1,040.
Okay.
I predict modestly higher rates, but not enough to derail the housing market.
Okay.
The housing market's still going to stay hot, and incomes are rising at a pace that's easily going to support the home price appreciation. So I think that affordability is still just fine. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem. Demand's going to remain really strong for housing, and my prediction is 5 to 5.5% appreciation in housing.
So it's still going to be a seller's market?
Yes, it will still be a seller's market, not to the degree that we saw last year.
Right.
I don't think you're going to have that many multiple offer situations like what last year was.
Okay.
But it's still going to be a good market.
Okay. And let's talk about rates, because that's really what everybody wants to know about.
Yeah, what is the interest rate? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so with interest rates, inflation is the main driver of rates, and rates will move higher, but not astronomically higher this year. So global yields will rise and pressure the U.S. yields a bit higher. So infrastructure projects under Trump are going to end up being financed by selling additional bonds. And this excess supply of bonds, when it hits the market, is going to be negative for interest rates. So that is going to make interest rates go up some. My prediction, we'll see the 10-year Treasury note yield will gradually rise towards 3% this year.
Okay. All right.
All right. So those are my predictions for the year. And I think my hope and prediction is for you to have a healthy, happy, and a year filled with prosperity and lots of laughter. I know we will in our house, right, Tammy?
Yeah, let's hope so. All right. We have a teenage daughter, so you never know.
And if you're looking to time your home purchase or your home sale, reach out to us, because we have the best realtors that we can introduce you to. Reach out to me. Text me or call me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. And let me know if you want an introduction to a realtor or help you analyze your situation to see if 2017 is the right year for you to either buy a house or sell your existing one and maybe buy another one.
Yeah. And if you're looking into stocks, we can connect you with some financial advisors and get you going on that too.
Yeah. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the 11 countries with the most billionaires in the world. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.